Look to your neighbor and tell them that Yahweh is here today. Yahweh is here. And I come for his blessing. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful thing in an hour that Yahweh has blessed us, that we may come before his presence. And to offer up sacrifices or offerings of thanksgivings unto him. For that I am eternally grateful unto the Father that he has opened up the mysteries that have been hidden from man. Yet he is revealing them in this hour and this time that we may know with absolute assurance that our hope is certainly in Messiah, the hope of Israel. The world today, the hope is not in Yahweh. It's in their love affair with the loss of their hearts. As the reports, as the newspapers, they take great clout in that. As the people were up at 2 p.m., 1 p.m., the stores were open to cater to their lusts, to their pagan rituals and their pagan feasts. Yahweh is not even in it. He's not a part of it. It is one thing that he is not a part of is these pagan rituals of this world. Yet they will not sit 5 minutes to hear the truth. There is no temperance at all in them, no balance at all. And they all say they love God. I believe they love their God. That's why they perform the things that they do for their God. Nowhere in Scripture will he call himself God. He is not God. There is no Scripture that tells us that he is God or Lord. It is the corruption of man. It is his doings and his ways. It is something that this mighty Creator that has established all things. I want to know him. Who is he? Who is this one that has given me a hope in this one that the world calls, quote, Jesus, unquote? Who is the one that sent him? I want to know the one that sent him. Because without any validation of the one that sent him, then the one that came, he has no validation. When Yahweh could do nothing at all, he swore by his name. He said, there is nothing in the earth that is more monumental than my name. Nothing. And so he declared all things by his name. He made all promises by the power of his name. I declare this unto you, because my name is a great name. And his name is a name that is a memorial unto the people of Yahweh. For we remember the Father, we know the assurance of Yahshua. We know what he did is our assurance and our hope. We forget the Father, we forget what the Son has done. And this world today has no thought in what Yahweh has done. It is a very religious pagan world. It is so pagan that there is no love for any truth at all. And so what they do today, they pay their hirelings and these corrupt men enormous sums of salary to feed them the things that destroy their souls, and they have no comprehension as to what is taking place, because there is no love for truth, none whatsoever. There are rewards that Yahweh promised unto his people. Do you hear me? You understand what a reward is? First of all, he puts out, if I must use the expression, a carrot. He said, now, if you will do this, I will give you that. He has not changed. He said, if you obey this, then this is what you will receive. If you do that, then these are the consequences of what you will receive. And what man has done today, I do not care how vile, how corrupt you are, how evil, sadistic, how perverted you are, you can do anything you want to in this hour. And yet there is no consequences behind your sins, the deeds and the actions that you perform in this natural body. I'm here to tell you it is not so. It is not so. Whatever man does in this body, he is going to pay the price. And there is no time to be flirting and playing some kind of whorehouse gathering. We must be sincere and real, because He is. This one thing about Him, He doesn't play at all. Yahweh doesn't play. Messiah did not come to play jackstones. He did not come to shoot a game of basketball. He did not come to fish. He did not come to play croquet. He came to declare unto this world the mighty power of the one that has sent Him. And He came to declare that name above all other names, and that is the name of Yahweh. He is the mighty one, and there is none like Him at all. The rewards of Yahweh, are there rewards unto His people? Certainly, there are rewards. If we obey Him, acknowledge Him, and do what He tells us, would a man go opposite to what Yahweh commands, and his heart is diametrically opposed to Yahweh, then there's a great reward for him as well. For death and anguish and hell shall consume that man, whereby there shall be agony and woes upon his life. And he shall be removed from the presence of the Father, and darkness shall consume him for the rest of his life. This is a generation that is full of darkness. This generation that is very drunk. The things of the world excites us. They were excited after their pagan Thanksgiving to go out to the stores and to take themselves unto greater bondage. Yet if they were very thankful, then why not fall on their faces before the one that they are thankful unto and began to exalt Him? It is a day of drunkenness and reveling and banqueting and gluttony. That is what it's all about. Football, basketball, flesh expression. It is nothing about expressing Yahweh. That's why it is only a holiday that is relevant in this nation of America. And don't tell me the pilgrims fell on their faces and cried out unto the Father. They came here with their own religious doctrines. That is how they came. With their own belief systems. If they had came with the doctrine of Yahweh, they would have kept His feast days. And they established their own righteousness by establishing their day of thankfulness. We ought to enter into the courts of Yahweh all the time with thanksgiving. There should be praises in our lips. It's a part of the spirit of this age that leads to Christmas. And it's all maximized in that pagan, vile day that the whole world loves. The Buddhists love it. The Muslims keep it. The Reformed Jews keep it. You tell me that is of your way. Lies. Spirit of hell. Spirit of darkness. They put up their trees and their pagan regalia. If you don't watch your heart, you'll be consumed by it. It will take you under that guise. And you will find yourself participating in it. I will not, Father. Once you reveal truth unto me, I will not condescend unto the truth. I will lift that truth up and exalt it. And I know it's truth because it makes me free from every tradition and every bondage and every power of hell, every spirit that keeps me under the yoke and the guidance of my flesh. I will know that is free. What Yahweh speaks today, when the world hates it, you know that it is of the Father. What the world loves, you know it's not of the Father. Do they love Christmas? The world loves Sunday worship as well. They love their pagan days and their pagan celebrations. It is not of Yahweh, and there's a great reward for that. There are things that Yahweh tells us, that these things are much more precious than the finest of gold, silver, than anything that the world can offer. There are things that He tells us that are precious. They have great value in our lives. And they bring about a great reward unto us. Not just a reward, but a great reward. An exceeding abundant reward. We receive the truths of Almighty Yahweh. Man love lies today. Because his life is in a tremendous perpetual motion of hypocrisy. He lives in hypocrisy. His love is full of hypocrisy. His life is full of hypocrisy. Why? Because we have been shaped by these fictitious things that have no reality in life at all. None whatsoever. The Thanksgivings, the Easters, the Christmas, they have no reality in life. Not one bit at all. They hear one day and they're forgotten. The things of Yahweh, they turn to things. The truth of Yahweh, they bear down on a man's soul. He's reminded of those truths. He keep them in remembrance. His pure mind is stirred up by way of remembering those things that Yahweh has spoken unto him. So this world today teaches things that are steeped in paganism. I use that expression, saints, because of this. Hear me. This is an ignorant generation. When I say the name Jesus is pagan, it is because heathens that did not know the Father nor the understanding of the Hebraic language has given him a name. And that's why it's pagan. We walk in our heathen spirits. We all were heathens. We did heathen things. We did idolatrous things. We celebrated the Christmas and all of that trash, the Valentine's Day and all of those pagan activities we were a part of. And so it's pagan because heathens have given him the name. The name of Yahweh is not pagan because that is his name given of himself. So that's why it's pagan. Heathens have done it. And anything that is heathenistic, it is pagan. Christmas is pagan. Easter is pagan. They name their corporations after pagan gods. Nike is a pagan god. It's a Greek god. These corporations are named after gods and deities of darkness. And that's the truth, saints. They use these idioms from this pagan world and try to express your way because it is something that is just like music. Everybody, the language of music, everyone knows it. And so they use these pagan idioms like God and Lord. It doesn't offend anyone. It doesn't offend those in the boonies of Africa that are worshiping snakes and sticks and their own gods. To them, they are gods. It doesn't offend one in the boonies of Asia there. That's worshiping some stone. To them, that's a god. It doesn't offend the Buddhists because to them, Buddha is their supreme divine spiritual leader that lead them to the God-likeness. There's only one that leads us to the likeness of Yahweh. And he is the Messiah. He is the Messiah. It's not in Buddha. It's not in Jesus. It's not in Lord. It's in Yahshua. That's why we have not progressed in the spiritual things of Yahweh. That's why we've been dormant. That's why there's no excellent anointing in the house of Yahweh at all. I don't care what these charlatan liars are saying. Show me that excellent anointing. Show me what that excellent oil is. I want some. Pour it on me. They're full of the hypocrisy, and they're not full of the truth of Yahweh. For it's one thing that Messiah declared that continue in these truths. You are mine, you call of me by the Father because he has given you unto me. No, Messiah did not just go select. They were given unto him by the Father. And that's why he prayed all night that there were 12 that he had to go out and to choose. And he could not make one mistake at all. He had to be led by the Father. He knew them all. Follow me, James. John. Bartholomew. Thaddeus. He knew every last one of them. And they followed him. Why? Because he was inspired and led by the Father. Because they were the call and the elect of Yahweh. He did not lose a one of them. Look at what this lying doctrine of Christianity teaches. It is a lie from hell. Satan has used it to establish his stronghold in what we call, quote, the church today, unquote. That's what he has done. And he has a stronghold today. He does. They all say the same and they all live like hell the same. They all talk the same talk and they all live wickedly. And that is the truth. That is the truth. He is separated. He is separated from all that call themselves God. For he is your way. He is the creator. He says to Zeus, what have you created? He says to the God, Nike, that's your creation, a pair of tennis shoes. But I am the one that laid the foundations of the earth. There is not one rubber tree upon the earth because I laid them all in their places. Show me what you have created. There's no God that has created anything. That's why he will not give his honor of his extreme majesty unto any other being. He will not be associated as them, as one of them. He is different because he is Yahweh. And his name sums up who he is. And when a man begins to walk in that truth and the beauty of that truth, he will begin to sense the rewards of Almighty Yahweh, because we began to bestow the blessings upon that man's life. And that's the truth. What is that blessing? First of all, it is confidence in him. What is confidence? That is a great boldness. When one has confidence, that one has great boldness. And they have the assurance as to who I am, my purpose, and what I'm supposed to do. So I know that. No, it is not an arrogance. It is a great boldness of confidence. And no one can defy that. And the people of Yahweh must have that. We must have the boldness, the confidence of Almighty Yahweh. Because he declared from the beginning, he declared the beginning, the end at the beginning. He declared all things by the word of his mouth. Tell me what God has done that. Only Yahweh can do that. He declared Buddha out of his mouth. He created good and evil. He made them both because he knew the heart of man. He created life and death. And he warns us the reward is in life. And Messiah is that light. He is the light and the life of Yahweh. Outside of him there is no life. It can't be. It's not in the Pentecostal way, the apostolic. It's not in the Methodist way or the Presbyterian. It's not in the Muslim way or the Pentecostal way. It is just the truth of Yahweh whom he is. It is in the truth way. It is in the doctrine of truth. There's only one doctrine, and that's the doctrine of truth. And Messiah revealed unto us that doctrine of truth. And in that doctrine of truth, you find the doctrine of every discipline it takes in life. You find it all in that one doctrine. He is the truth. Yahweh is the truth. He governs by truth. He doesn't govern by falsehood. He governs by truth. And reveals the hidden secret things of our hearts. To let us know there's nothing that is hidden from him. We can deny to our own peril. To our own destruction. We can resist it. And try to go around it. But it's to your own destruction. And your own peril. Moshe declared a truth. And there were thousands and millions destroyed. For they rejected that truth. They resisted the truth. Moshe declared a truth in the midst of the house of Israel. And those that were scholarly with their wisdom. You must understand, he was a man that couldn't hardly talk. He debated with Yahweh. He argued with Yahweh. That it literally infuriated the father. You read the scripture, you will see that. It literally infuriated him. He said, don't you know who I am, boy? Pharaoh has nothing. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to take the simple things. He has the great, he has all the great warriors. I got a warrior. You just stand in the might and the power that I've called you to stand in. It's not by might nor by power, it's by the spirit that you shall be led by. And I am that spirit. Don't forget I made Pharaoh. And I raised him up. He raised Pharaoh up for one purpose. There were many gods in Egyptology. Yahweh raised him up for one purpose. Do you hear me? You can say what you will. You can deny it, world. And that's what the world is doing. Denying his name. He raised him up for one purpose. To get honor upon his name. Because there were honor given unto Dagon. And to every god in Egypt. And Yahweh says, I'm going to take a people that's nothing. I'm going to take a people that you have oppressed. You have rejected. I'm going to raise them up. Put my spirit in them. And I will destroy your kingdom, Pharaoh. And my name shall be declared. And every god in Egypt shall be denounced from the mighty one. He hasn't changed. He is still the same. He hasn't changed one bit at all. And so they raise up their pagan Christmas gods in there. Valentine God, the Cupids, and all of these gods. And they are gods. They are gods. They are gods. But there is no reward in any of their gods. There is no reward. What do you mean there is no blessing? There's no blessing in any of their gods. There's no fullness of truth in any of their gods. None whatsoever. Yahweh made us saints for one purpose. And that is to be set apart to worship Him. That's why He said, don't worry about clothes, food. Don't be consumed with that. You just obey me. And I will show you how to bake a piece of bread. I will show you. I will bless you. You will sow the seed. I will water it for you. And I will give you the increase. I don't want you in the bondage of the world. I don't need you depending on the world for nothing. I want you depending on me. And what we call Christendom today, it depends on the world. It bows to the wicked. They beg. They beg for cars. They beg for homes. When they're late with their payments, they beg for forgiveness. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. That's why He put Israel in Goshen. He brought them in on the bondage. And we all came to Messiah on the bondage. And yet He gave them the choice land. And He caused them to increase. Even when they were oppressed, the more they increased, the more. There was nothing that Pharaoh could do. When He said unto them, you kill all the male childs and leave the women alone. You kill them. Yahweh caused them to multiply and to increase. And in the midst of that decree of death, He raised up life for the hope of Israel. In the midst of that decree, like Herod, in the midst of that decree of death, He brought forth life unto the house of Israel. His name is Yahshua. He brought forth life unto us in the midst of death. That's what He did. And so in the midst of all of our death, He brought forth life. Moshe, the light of deliverance. And not only was He the light of deliverance, He was the life of their deliverance. And the sure hope of their deliverance. It wasn't Aaron, it was Moshe. It wasn't Yohanan the baptizer. It was Yahshua the Messiah, the hope of Israel. And all of that death, life sprung forth. And that is the only way life is going to spring forth out of these earthen vessels. They must be destroyed. It must die. It must die. The life of these earthly expectations must die. Whereby the life and the hope of Messiah must be resurrected in us. The only way. No other way. Not with these lies that are being spoken today. Many lies out there today, saints. Many of them. Many false doctors and false prophets. Corrupt preachers. Pastors that are nothing but dogs. That's what Yahweh calls them. Dogs. They don't care about the souls of the folks. They're hirelings. They care about their lifestyles and what they get. I don't have a lifestyle. My life is in Him. And He is in me. For me to live in Messiah. For me to live is to live the life that Messiah lived. For me to die is to gain the same hope of resurrection that He promised. 3 days, I'm going to get up. And that's all my life is. And the older I get, the more prominent death is a reality. No fear of it. And that is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Because I know that it's a reality. And we keep our hearts guarded from sin and corruption. We don't do the things that bring about perversion and death in our spirits. When our minds are not given over unto the Father, there's no love affair with Him to bless Him and to worship Him. Great rewards unto those that obey what the Father says. Scripture says in Psalms 19, it's either that every word of Yahweh is pure or it's a lie. It's opposite of what He said or it is what He said. And Scripture says in Psalm chapter 19, verse 7, it is either the truth or it's a lie. It says the law of Yahweh is perfect. It's either it is complete, it is sterile, or it's not. There are no flaws in the laws of Yahweh. None whatsoever. There are things by the translators, even in Galatians. Don't tell me about that. Galatians 1. There are things the way they have translated scriptures that are just totally out of text. There are things whereby even you must understand, can I say this, in the Hebraic language, I'm going to teach on some subjects coming soon. And they're very profound. And I want to show you, saints of Yahweh. I want to show you scripturally and historically. I want to show you that. The Hebraic language, it had no punctuation, no commas, no question marks or anything at all. And so those men, when they began to translate, they did not understand even the grammation or the grammar of the Hebraic language. And so they interpreted things on their own understanding, which was wrong. That's why those Yehudims laughed at them. They literally mocked them. When they read what we call scripture, they mocked it. Because they knew that that wasn't the language. The Hebraic language expressed more than the pagan Babylonian English language. This is a pagan language. It's made up of 100 or so different dialects. The English language. That's what it's made up of. It's not a perfect language. So the law of Yahweh is either pure or perfect or it's not. It's either perfect or it is not perfect, period. One or the other. He says, my law is perfect. He said, the law of Yahweh is perfect. And this is what it does. Converting the soul. Bringing about a change or a reformation in the soul of man, the body, the fullness of man. That's what it does. It says, the testimony or the witness of Yahweh is sure. And Messiah, did he not give us the true witness of the Father? Is the testimony that Messiah gave unto us the true witness of Yahweh? He did not come to witness of Buddha. He came to witness of the Father, saints. And we must know the one that he came to witness of. So the testimony of Yahweh is sure. Everything that scripture testify of Yahweh, it is sure. It is a sure testimony. No fallacy in it at all. Man has not done a good job in relating that to us because they have not been led by the Spirit. It has not been done in a spiritual realm. It was done in a natural, the first scriptures were done, they were done in a natural realm, no understanding of what was being conveyed. And in this hour, as Yahweh did, 425 years in Egypt, he brought forth a deliverer of truth. And Moshe spoke the truth of Yahweh. And in this hour, he's going to bring forth the spirit of that truth. And that spirit of truth is only in one. No, it's not in you. It's a Messiah. And if Messiah is in you, then you have that spirit of truth. He cannot lie. His witness cannot lie. And if his witness is a lie, then there is no reward for you. There's no blessing. There's no expectation. So don't expect anything from him. So his law is perfect. And his testimony is sure. And make wise the simple. Those that have open minds and that are ready to receive. We need to get simple at times. Just open our minds to the true things of Yahweh. Not in your haughtiness, your arrogant understanding. It makes wise the simple. Those whose hearts are open. Minds are ready. Just willing to hear. Willing to receive. And make wise. That's why we don't have very many wise ones today. They think they're wise, but they're wise in their own conceited, corrupt, wicked ways. You must understand that's why Israel was destroyed in that wilderness. Because they would not receive the words of Moshe. The witness was sure what they had, but they wouldn't receive it. And that's this generation today. They don't want to receive it. The Korahs and the Thahn and the Byrams, for they reject what Yahweh says. Who are you? I can build him an altar. No, that's not what he's asking you to do. He's asking you to submit and obey his word and to hear. That's what he's asking you to do. He doesn't need you to build him an altar, for the altar is already established. He needs you to fall down before it and get on your wicked face and begin to cry out, to be broken, to be contrite. That's what he needs. He wants that. He needs that. He doesn't need our arrogant, haughty ways, our pomp. No, that's what he wants. He said, even converts the heart of the simple. The statutes of Yahweh, they are right. It calls the heart to rejoice. And the commandment of Yahweh is pure. The words of Yahweh, they're pure, saints. Every word of Yahweh is pure. As silver has been trod in the earth 7 times and purified. So the word of Yahweh is pure. It is very pure. His commandment, not commandments, his commandment. And that is to obey him. Messiah said, with his greatest obstacle of hell, he said, man shall not live by the bread of this life alone. But he gave him what man shall live by every word that proceeded out. And whose mouth did it come out of? It came out of the mouth of the Father. He said, we must live by every word that came out of his mouth. So every word of Yahweh is pure. His commandment is pure. And that has not changed from the Tanakh to now. It is the same. The word of Yahweh is the same. Just like his name is the same. He would not give it an American name. He would not give it a Russian name. If it was Russian, it would be Vladimir. Something of that nature. He's given a name. His name is a Hebraic name that he spoke to a people in the Hebraic tongue. My name is Yahweh. And that's his name. And the Son did not come in the other name. He did not come to those that were of American descent. He came to the house of Israel, the lost house. And he came to identify the Father, to make known who he was, to make known, to give them assurance of the hope of Almighty Yahweh, that they may understand the rewards of Yahweh. Now the law is not weak. It was just, it was weak because the flesh is corrupt and vile. And what Messiah did, he gave us the power in these earthly tabernacles to obey the Father. That's what he did. In other words, he empowered us. That's why he said, I can't leave you comfortless. I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to send the Kudus Ruah, the Spirit. He said, when he comes, you should have power. That's what he said. You're going to have power. When the Spirit of Yahweh comes, you're going to have power. So he gave us power in these earthly tabernacles to receive the pure words of Yahweh. To know that every word is pure. And that we hold every word dear to our hearts. That's what he gave us power to do and to understand. Not to do away with what Yahweh commands. If every word is pure and he does away with some, then every word is not pure. What did he do away with? In the offering of Messiah, it was the fullness of the fulfillment of the sacrificial offerings that man offered unto the Father. No need for that. Can you imagine a poor man trying to get a turtle dove to make an offer unto the Father for his sins? Can you imagine someone in Haiti today needing a goat, starving, trying to make an offering unto the Father? Can you imagine that? So he said to man, here's the offering, here's the perfect offering. Now you just rejoice in that offering because everything is fulfilled in that. Can you imagine some poor man there in Asia, in Africa, trying to get a turtle dove and a goat to bring an offering or a heifer? Can you imagine that? So Yahweh said, here it is right here, Messiah. Here's the fulfillment of it all. And knowing that, you just thank me for that. And bless me. That's why he said, you just bless me for that. It's a great work that was done in that body. You don't have to bring your blood offerings to me. It's fulfilled. I mean, that's the fullness of it right there. And when we walk in the fullness of the law and the truth of Yahweh, we will not sin with a willing heart. And we will identify sin before it takes root in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. We began to bear the fruit of sin. You see it in the world. You see the fruit of sin, what it does. It destroys young women. It makes them look whorish. It makes them look old and nasty. It destroys a young man's countenance, whereby he's hideous and devilish looking. It takes away the life out of their faces. You can see it all gone. Their skin complexion is, you can see death in it. That's what sin does. Messiah came to give us life. And not only life, but to have that life more abundantly. That you can sense the vigor and the vitality of Yahweh in you. What is the strength and the vigor, that vitality? Well, the hope of the word. The hope of the truth. Because you have the truth in you, you can sense that vigor of the reward that Yahweh is going to bless you with. You can sense that. And this world doesn't possess that today. You see some of your old buddies or friends, look at them. It's a sad shame how they look. Their features, grotesque and hideous looking. The drunkenness of drinking and smoking and all of these things that destroy the body. You look at them, they look sad, look pitiful. Look like creatures out of the lost lagoon. That's what they look like. I don't know about you, but I've seen some that I hung around with. And it's pitiful the way they look. It's sad. They look old, much older than you. Sure they do. And that is the truth. He says that the statutes of Yahweh are right, because the heart, even the statutes of Yahweh, rejoices, or rejoicing the heart. The commandment, which is his word, of Yahweh is pure. It enlightens the eyes, or it opens the eyes, or the spirit of the eye. It opens your understanding to his revelation. That's what it does, saints. When you obey the word of Yahweh, when you keep the pure word of Yahweh, it enlightens you. It opens up your understanding. It reveals unto you the truths of the Father. That is what it does. Isn't that the most difficult thing for us to maintain? A thought of his word in our minds? Just to think of his, on his pure word, and to constantly think on those things that are pure and lovely, and things that are righteous. It's a constant battle, isn't it? That's why the power of the flesh must be destroyed. Only out of death you're going to bring life. Out of the body of Messiah, death 3 days and three nights. Surely it was dead, and yet it was full of life. Why? Because the Spirit of Yahweh raised that body up. And Yahweh has shown us in every great dispensation of move, in death he brought forth life. And he's bringing death to this religious whore today. She's a religious Jezebel. She's plotted herself throughout the world and corrupted many. That's all she's done. Corrupted. Made them twofold children of hell. To walk in darkness and lust and greed. Very salacious. They just want. They can't have enough. Yahweh wants you to want him. You can't get enough of him. That your heart can't get enough of him. They have 10 houses and they still don't have enough. 20 cars and that's still not enough. 50 pairs of shoes and that's still not enough. 1,000 suits and it's still not enough. 10,000 pairs of shoes and still not enough. Got to have something different every day to put on. And don't remember what you bought last week because it's, you don't even wear it. You think Yahweh wants that for his people? That's wrong. That is wrong. That is not the spirit of Yahweh. It is not, saints. He wants us to lay up our treasures in the kingdom. Because there's a great reward when we lay up our treasures in the kingdom. And we put all of our monies in the kingdom, or our blessings in the kingdom. But we trust him that he's going to give us a greater usury of that than what man can ever give us. That's why he wants all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. He doesn't want part of it. He's not going to settle for a little bit. He's not, brothers and sisters. That's a great reward unto those that obey the Father. I'd rather be rewarded by him than to be rewarded by me. Because my rewards have no value at all. One say, well, I will reward myself because I've been good. No, I want the rewards of Yahweh. I want his blessings. And there are great rewards too. There are great rewards. It comes from the Father. It tells us that the fear of Yahweh is clean. That is that trembling fear. Now, I know what men say. It is a reverential fear. I believe that too. But it's more than just reverence. It is a fear that causes one to tremble. It causes one's heart to know that that was wrong. And I want to get to the mercy seat of Yahweh. Where I will find mercy, because I can't find mercy nowhere else. We don't have no fear of him that we think we can do and get by with anything we do. And that has been the problem with what we call the assembly today. It has sinned without any thoughts of retribution. When one has the fear of Yahweh, it is so clean, it is so pure that he wants to do, or she wants to do, what is righteous and pure before the Father. It is that pure word that governs their hearts and reminds them of whom he is, whereby they will not fall prey to those conditions or give themselves over to those circumstances whereby he's forgotten about. You think during the course of the day you hadn't thought about him? He's not on your mind? That's why everything we do, it should be to his honor. Everything. And as we do that to his honor, he is constantly on our mind. Whether you're baking bread or sweeping the floor. Whether you're cutting a tree or mopping the floor. Whether you're stacking the wood or splitting the wood. He should always be on our mind. Every day, all during the day. Whether you're in prayer or sitting down, there should be meditated thoughts of him. And you got to know who you're thinking on and who he is. You can't think on some mystic term or some mystic expression. You got to know him. And the more we begin to call the name, the more it becomes real and we can identify who he is. And that's the truth, saints. We must know his name as to understand who he is. For his name represents what he is and who he is. He says, the fear of Yahweh is clean, endureth forever. The judgments of Yahweh, they are true and righteous altogether. Now, these are the six things that he expressed unto us. Look what he tells us in verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold. Does this world desire these things? No, they don't desire this. They desire gold. But they don't desire these things. Look at your world of self-righteousness and self. It doesn't desire these things. Judgment we despise. It's depressing. The word of Yahweh, there is no time for it today. Quiet. There's no energy for those kinds of things. We will set him aside and make him not even secondary. Come on, saints, we need to judge our own hearts. That's why these things ought to be more desired than gold and riches and substance of this life. He said, yea, than much fine gold. He said, they are so pure. They have great rewards that are so great that even great fine gold, the purest of golds, these things are greater than the purest of gold. He says, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Not extracting the honey from the honeycomb, just biting into it and tasting that sweet fragrance. He said, this is sweeter than that. And yet we call these things bitter, don't we? We become very bitter with judgment. Come on and say hallelujah. You're not talking to some jackleg, as the old preachers would say. We get very bitter with judgment, don't we? The hearts become bitter. And yet he said, they're sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. You might as well tell them to judge me. Judge me, Father. He said, they're sweeter. And the reason we don't believe that, because we don't believe his word is pure. His commandment is pure. And the reason we don't know it's pure, because we don't have time to know what he's saying. And that's the truth. He said, but it's so sweet. My, you tell me judgment is sweet. Nothing sweeter than judgment. It's a pure love showing that he cares for you. Not this trash we call love because you feel good. You get some goosebumps. That's trash. That is not love. It's not based upon any emotion. Love is not based upon any emotion. For Yahweh so loved. That's all it says. Not based upon what we had done. How good, how nice, how sweet, how pleasant we were. He just loved. And he tries to express unto us, here it is love, not that we loved him, but that he showed us love. He showed us that in the body of Messiah. And we find that pure love, we will die for a friend, a brother, we certainly will. So these things, he said, they're sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Nothing like it. Just don't judge me. Hallelujah. Much more to be desired than gold and fine gold. There are no riches that can be compared to this. He says in verse 11, this is the strength of what I want to convey a little today. He says, moreover, by them, by these spiritual anointings, is thy servant warned. Do you not want to be warned? I want, warn me, Father. Show me. I want my body to warn me when I've gone beyond the limitations, don't you? I want my spirit to warn me when I've gone beyond the laws of your way. He said, by them only his servants are warned. See, this is our warning. See, that's why it ought to be sweet to us. That's why it ought to be precious to us. He said, by this are his servants warned. And in keeping them, there is great, great, abundant, great reward. And keeping them, there is great, great reward. And we don't like keeping these things. We don't like keeping the truths of Yahweh. We don't like keeping every word. We want to say, well, I know it means that, but we want to make exceptions. No, every word is pure. Every word. Every single word is pure. Every word is pure. Every word that Yahweh speaks is a pure word. I don't care what it is. It may sound and we perceive as to be something that is, ooh, that doesn't sound good, but it's pure. Because it represents the pure essence of whom he is. He doesn't speak idle words. He doesn't speak in a playful tone. Everything he says is sincere and direct. So every word he speaks is pure. Every word. Every word that he speaks is pure. Every word. Every word. Every word that he speaks to us, it is pure. It is pure. You will know it's pure because the flesh began to rise up. You ought to see how pure his name is. That's why folks rise up against it. That's why folks will not love his name. You must love his name. And that's the truth. No, you must love the Father's name. You don't love the Father's name, you don't even know the Son. And that's just it. You can't have the Father without the Son. Neither can you have the Son without the Father. So how are you going to have the Son and not have the Father? How are you going to identify the Son and say you don't identify the Father? Yeah, he's a Father, but he has a name too. His name is Yahweh. That's his name, Yahweh. He's my Father, but he has a name. He does things. This world has hid it in their religious practices and their traditions. They hid the truth of Yahweh. That's why the assemblies or the gatherings today are so emaciated. That's why there's no strength. That's why the men today have no power or no strength at all. They have no anointing to stand and to resist the powers of hell. They fall prey to it. They give in to those spirits of darkness. And they began to be ruled by those spirits, whereby even their sins are not revealed unto them. I want the judgment of Yahweh. I want his judgment. Because in his judgment there's mercy and truth. He's truthful with me. He tells me. He shows me. That's the mercies of Yahweh. And by that mercy and truth and the sins or the iniquitous ways, I'm cleansed from those things. That's why we ought to desire these things. They're more precious than the finest of gold. There's nothing in the world. Their homes are not great as these intrinsic things of Yahweh. And yet this is what the world is teaching to those. God wants you to be rich. That's a lie from hell. Even Shaitan, the god of this world, did not make that proposition, but to one. He doesn't make that to all either. He didn't make it to ego, Job. He said, let me move the heads from around him. He'll curse you. That's what he said. But Messiah, he said, come on, just bow down and worship me. I'll give you all of this. Everything. Because you will validate that I am the mighty one. The Messiah says that you got it wrong. Man shall worship Yahweh. That's what he said. And him only shall man worship. He's the mighty creator in the mighty world. That's who we ought to worship. And that's the one whom the worship should be generated toward. He said, you got me on that one. That's all right. He said, well, go ahead and cast yourself down. I know what the scripture says. He's going to give his melody in charge over thee. He said, at least at any time you dash your foot against a stone, you know they're around to bear you up. They're not going to allow you to get hurt. You know that. You got a purpose and a plan. You got a plan. And he said, you vile thing of hell. You think I don't know who I am and what I come to do? You see, I know for certain who I am because you testify of the witness of what I come to do. I know I am from the Father and you are from hell. And in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. Just don't play with your way. Don't take him for granted. And that's what this world is doing, saints. The truth is a simple truth. It's a simple truth. It's a truth that is so open that the minds that are open, they can receive it. Your tradition shut every door. Our tradition has shut every door. Our tradition is the way we have learned things in a traditional way. It's shut every door. That's why there has not been a tremendous dynamics in what we call the body. Not the true body. And what you always do is setting his people apart aside for this glass great manifestation of his anointing upon the face of the earth. Because this place is going to become, so, it's already dark. But the darkness shall be so dark that you will feel the darkness. You can almost feel the darkness everywhere you go today. You go out, you can sense the sin. You don't sense the sin. You go to these little towns. I said to my wife, that little city of Savannah, I've gone to large cities, but I've never gone to a city that is so wicked. That is filled with satanic power. It is not only filled with satanic power, but it's filled with witchcraft and bewitching. That power is in that spirit. And I've never sensed it so strong in a city. Never like that. I'm going to large cities and nothing like that. Believe me, saints. It's a strong power in that city. It is. Sort of darkness. And so we come into this hour whereby you can even sense the darkness. You go out and you feel yourself. You say, what's wrong with me? It's the opposition that is opposing your way and your mindset. Powers of hell. It'll become not but the steel keel and to destroy any fiber of understanding of the truth of your way. That's what he comes to do. Come to rob, steal, and to destroy. And you sense that opposing everything that is in you. It is such a tremendous force. It is. It is. You find yourself praying. You wonder, how do I come from under this? If you don't experience that, you're not in any spiritual warfare. You need to get on your spiritual garment. You need to get shield of faith, helmet of salvation, your feet shod. You need to get some righteousness about you. You need the sword of the Spirit. You need Yahweh's word in your mouth and your right hand. That's what you need. He said, when a man keep them, anyone that keep these, there is a great reward. Now, I want that great reward of Yahweh. The things that he conveyed to us, he said they're great rewards. They're great blessings. Now, that's not what this whoredom age is teaching today. They say, you give me $10,000 and you're going to get $1 million back. No, you always say these, and this is of great rewards. It is sweet. It's better for you than honey with a honeycomb. It is so precious, there is nothing like it at all. And these are the things that man defy today. They don't love his truth. They don't want the command of Yahweh. That command is to live by every word that comes forth out of his bosom. Man doesn't want that. Yahweh knows what you have need of. And he knows what things that you need today, saints. And if we walk in that truth, we obey him, then he will give us those things that we need. We need, first of all, in this hour, we need faith. And the way that faith is going to be strengthened, we're going to have love for him. We have to love him with everything we have, more than we love ourselves. And then we began to love him righteously. And we show that by keeping the laws, the commandments, the truth of Yahweh. Then we began to walk righteously with our brothers and our sisters. We won't do anything that is corrupt. We won't do anything against them. We won't do anything to oppose them. We really want brothers and sisters.